We're going to learn Daf Yud Beis and Masechtas Nedarim. I'm going to go back, though, a little bit to Yud Aleph and Beis. I'm going to start from the beginning of the sugya. It'll just take an extra minute to read the beginning, so start from the beginning of the sugya. Because the reality is, and it's very interesting, is that Daf Yud Beis and Masechtas Nedarim is all one sugya. It's all one sugya. It's all to answer one question. Now, we don't even technically get to the answer 100% until the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, but for Yud Beis, the Daf Yud Beis is all one sugya. Obviously, we bring rayas from various places, but it's all one sugya, and to ask this one question. So let's ask the question. So we're going to start from about five lines from the bottom of Yud Aleph on the Beis to ask the question. The question is as follows. The Mishnah says that there are various things that, remember, we're talking about nedarim, and the way to be make a neder is to, well, the key word for today is the word matvis. The way to make a neder, not the only way to make a neder, but the way to make a neder is to be matvis and say, I want the item in front of me to be usur, like this other thing that is usur. Okay? And that other thing that is usur, since it's usur, the object that I'm talking about becomes similar to it in the sense that it now becomes usur to me in some way. Okay, so the Mishnah goes through a few examples. The Mishnah, our Gemara quotes Noiser Upigel, but now the Gemara says the following question, which is the question that we're trying to answer. I want my item to be like the status of the meat of a carbon shlamim, but he adds the words la'achar zrikos domim. But it's after the zrika of the dom. Now, the difference, as we mentioned last time, is that a carbon shlamim originally is donated to the animal is donated as a carbon to the base of Mikdash at Hekdish. But then once you do the zrika, that releases the level of Hekdish so that the owners can take the meat home and eat it in Yerushalayim, can eat it themselves. So it's a reduced level. It's more what equivalent to heter as opposed to when the kachim was in its prime, was actual kachim, it was aser. So Mao, what's the halacha over there? Is he focused on the iser or is he focused on the heter? So first the Gemara's technical question, if I actually say it in those words that I'm referring to the meat after zrika, so over there he was clearly comparing it to a piece of meat that was already mutter. That's not even a question. The question doesn't even start. Of course it's going to be mutter. Of course it's not going to be a good neder. Ella, so here's the question. That you brought you actually have a piece from a carbon shlamim, and you brought it to us. And then you brought a piece of other random meat next to that piece of shlamim. The Omar, and you say, Zekazeh. And you say, I want this, my item, my piece of meat, to be like that piece of meat. So my. So what do I mean when I say like? In what respect, in what element of the carbon shlamim do I want? Be karu kamatvis? Am I really focused on the main point, which is that it's a carbon shlamim, and therefore I'm referring to it as a carbon like any other carbon, and it should be aser? Or am I literally saying it's this piece of meat, and this piece of meat in this status is totally mutter? So that's what I am referring to. Okay, so that is the main question that we're now going to be focused on, and as I said, Daf Yud Beis is going to deal with this question throughout. Again, just to put it in a nutshell, the question is, when I have something that is currently mutter, but was originally in its prime, it was usur, meaning the main thing that we would refer to this is, was an isur, and would have been an item that you could legitimately use for hatfasa, that you could be matfis on it like a regular carbon, but it happens to be now, it's no longer in that prime, it's no longer in the isur of hektish, so the question then becomes, okay, so what did I mean when I refer to it generally? Since, of course, the main attraction is the iser, is the carbon. Do I mean that, or do I mean literally where it is right now at the moment, and it's not usur, and therefore the neder wouldn't be chal, because you'd be matvis on a dover that's mutter, and if it's mutter, of course your neder, then your item in your neder is going to be mutter as well. That is the question. So now we're going to go through a number of attempts to try to bring the raya one way or the other. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Tashma, come and listen. No iser pigel. So he quotes the line of our Mishnah that says that you could make a neder by referring to noiser and pigel. So just very quickly, what is noiser and pigel? Noiser is the idea that if I have a carbon, it has to be generally eaten at a certain time, within a certain time frame. And let's just use, for argument's sake, the carbon Pesach. It has to be eaten by Chatzos. If you don't eat it after Chatzos, it becomes leftover, it becomes noiser, and then the only thing you can do with it is burn it. Pigel is the idea that I thought about eating the carbon or bringing the carbon in a way that was either outside of its time frame. Like, for example, In my mind, I was going to eat the carbon Pesach tomorrow, which doesn't work. Or I was going to eat it outside Yerushalayim, which also doesn't work. And that also creates this Isser that is intrinsically usher now to eat that carbon, to do anything with that carbon, because of the fact that I thought inappropriately while I was doing the avoida, while I was doing the various stages of the carbon. Okay, so that's an example in our Mishnah. Now we're at the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, so the Gemara right away jumps in and says, V'han noisur u'pigol lachas rikus damim hu. Noisur and pigol are both instances where it's obviously after you've already done the pigol. You've already done the Zrika. Now, the Zrika is supposedly the turning point where it is no longer on this extreme level of Hektish anymore. And so we say, even though I'm after the fact, when I refer to them, I refer to them when they are in their prime, when they're in their prime Isser. So the same thing over here also, we can extrapolate from that, Rava wants to say, that also any time that I refer to a carbon, I refer to it in its prime. When it has all the bells and whistles of Hektish and not after when it's already Mutter. So again, you see that there were two stages. There was the before and after. I don't care about the after because that's not really the main point, and the same thing would be true about the Karban Shlomim. So just so that you know, all the Mefarshim, it's a Machlekes Rishonim, but most of the Rishonim learned that really the question is on Noiser more so than on the Pigol, because the Pigol by the Zrikas Domim on a carbon that has pigol to it is not going to make a difference. There is no, so to speak, before and after by pigol. It was just as usher before the Zrika as it is after the Zrika. So to make our point here in the Gemara that which time was I focused on is not really relevant because there is no difference between the before and the after. It was just as usher, so it would be usher either way. That was never the Gemara's question. It doesn't prove the point that we're trying to prove. You mentioned usher and pigol because it's a phrase that goes together. Just like we had in Masechtas Yevamos many times, and this is a real in Yevamos we say Grusha or Chalutza. Now many of the halachas in Masechtas Nedarim really don't apply to Chalutza because Grusha is a din d'araisa, Chalutza is a din d'rabbanan. Well, for whatever reason, but it's a phrase. It's a certain phrase that we always put the two together. Grusha and Chalutza always go together, and the same thing. So there are many examples in Shas where we put a phrase together that even though only one part of the phrase really applies. So Noisur Upigol also is a phrase. It goes together. Noisur Upigol always very often throughout. Again, we're not familiar with Kachem so much, but in Masechtas that quote and that bring these halachas, Noisur and Pigol, very often, unless you're talking about that halacha specifically, they go together. So the fact that the Mishnah by us mentions Noisur and Pigol, even though it's not relevant, is not a kasher. It's a phrase. Like we saw, by the way, on Daf Yud, where we say Karban LaHashem, where it's a phrase, where you say the word Karban, you naturally say LaHashem. There's certain things that go together, and this is one of those examples. In any event, so the Gemara wants to bring a raya, that we say that even though Noiser would have changed after we do the Zrika, still, we mean the main part of the carbon, which would have been Usur. So in our case also, when I'm talking about the carbon Shlomim, even though after Zrika would have been Mutter, but that's not what I mean. I mean the main part of the carbon. And the main part of the carbon is beforehand, and therefore I'm being matvis in something that's Usur. So Amalei Rav Huna, so the second line of the Gemara, Amalei Rav Huna, Berei de Rav Nosson. So he says, no, you have no raya. Benoiser shel oila. Over here we're talking about noiser shel oila. Now what's unique about a carbon oila, different than, for example, the carbon shlomim, which are the two extremes, so to speak, is that by carbon oila, what is a carbon oila? Carbon oila is a carbon that you donate entirely to Hashem. It's oila means you bring it up onto the Mizbeach. So even after you do all the processes, there is no part of the carbon that you take home to eat. Even the meat and everything else gets brought up on the Mizbeach. So there is never a time of heter. It's always usur. From beginning to end, it's never usur. Which once again makes this the type of thing which is not relevant to our question. We need a before and after. We need an usur time and a mutter time in order for us to ask our question. If you're talking about noiser shel oila, it's always usur. There is no before, there is no after, so it's not relevant to our question. So Amar Lei, so this is, I guess, Rava said to him, Im Kain, Lisnei B'Basar Oila. So then say that we're talking about a carbon oila. If this is a unique halacha that you're saying it's usur because it's a carbon oila, so then mention the fact that we're talking about the carbon oila and that's why it's always usur. So the Gemara says, Lo Yimi Bo Yikomar, Enach Nami. We don't even have to mention it because it's so obvious. It's telling us a bigger. It's telling us a bigger chiddush, such as loy mi bay baser oila da aser. Of course, in the carbon oila context, it's going to for sure be aser because everything about a carbon oila is aser. To have a carbon komatve, so there clearly, I mean, to be attaching it to the carbon, and the carbon itself is aser. So of course, it's going to be aser. Noisur upigal da oila. Itzruch. But the chiddush is that I'm even talking about not the carbon itself, which again is the classic example of making a neder, making a neder based on a carbon. That's a classic. The chiddush is even noiser and pigol. That's a chiddush that it could work as well. Why? Salka daita chamina. I would have thought ke iser noiser, ke iser pigol. I would have thought it meant the intrinsic iser of noiser, or the intrinsic iser of pigol. Now, what's the relevance of that? This is the key line. V'havale kematves bedavar ha'oser, and then I would be making a neder based on something which is intrinsically oser, v'loy mitzer, and not something that became oser, v'loy mitzer, and therefore you could read it either the object isn't something that became oser, or my neder is not something that becomes oser. Kamash malon. So here's what the kamash malon is. Kamash malon. That even though I'm dealing with something that's noiseru pigol, I'm not making the neder in the noiseru pigol. That's the way I saw the Mefarshim say, that's the kamash malon. Meaning, like this. So first of all, let's back up for a second. We have to know what the rules are. The rules are when you make a neder, so as we know, the general concept of a neder is, I want my item to be usr, but I can't just randomly make something usr. I can't say, of course I could be machmer on myself and not do something, but if I want to make it usr and have a din neder, I have to make it usr like something else. Now that something else that I'm comparing it to has to also be something that became usr with the created isr. Has to become usr. The item that, again, that I'm comparing it to, the source, let's call it, the source has to be also something that was created isser by me making it usser.
Why is that?
Well, see, it's based on a drasha on the pasuk on Daf Yud Gimel, actually. Okay, it's based on a pasuk that it has to be
like murder. This is further.
Like what?
Like murder.
No, so that doesn't work because right. It's not something that I created. So there are different things in the Torah that are usur for various reasons. Some things are usur in the Torah because the Torah itself intrinsically said it's isur. It's intrinsically usur. And I'll use for argument's sake a piece of chazer. Right? Piece of chazer, treif meat. So it's intrinsically usur. There's not, the Torah said this thing is the item that is usur. You can't touch it. Erlo is something, right? Let's use chazer. But there are things that are intrinsically usur. The Torah said that you don't create the usur. It is usur. Now those are the kinds of things that since I didn't create the usur, the Torah created the usur. If I'm going to create something usur based with a neder, I can only create something that's usur like something that the Torah gave me permission to make it usur. But I can't make my item. I can't make my gemara usur like a piece of chazer. Right. So Hashem said my gemara is mutter. Hashem said chazer is usur. My gemara is mutter. So I can't make my gemara like a piece of chazer. I can't do that. Whereas if it's something that I created the isser like a carbon, which was a perfectly normal animal, there was nothing usser about my animal, and I donated my animal to the Beis HaMikdash and I made it a carbon, I created the isser in that carbon. Okay, that's something that is mitzer, that it became usser, as opposed to something that is usser, intrinsically usser versus my creation of isser. Okay, so therefore, this is a basic idea that you need to understand, that every time I make an eder, when I'm making something usser, and I'm making this new item, this new random item that has an apple, that has no isser on it, I can only create the isser on the apple comparative to, like, the kind of isser that I can create. And that's why using a carbon is a classic example. Because I create the isser of a carbon, I can create that same kind of isser on the apple also, that I'm now creating a new isser that didn't exist beforehand. Whereas if it's something that was intrinsically usur, I can't compare. My apple can never be a piece of chazer. It can never be that. And it can never work. Okay. So That's step number one. Step number two is you have to understand the very big chiddush that noisiru pigol, and again, to be honest with you, this is a mistake that I misconstrued when I read the Gemara initially. Noisiru pigol also is something which is intrinsically aser. And this is very interesting, especially when you get into the deeper Rishonim, you understand why this has to be. But noisiru pigol is by virtue of the fact that I left over the carbon. That's not, I know you could think of it as my creation because I left it over, but that's not my creation. Once it reaches that level, let's say the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, right? The Korban Pesach after Chatzos is Aser. It's nicer. So that's a machlekes, and that's a machlekes Amarayim and the Gemara. Okay, fine. But the point is, after the time that it was mutter to eat, so let's talk about a regular Korban Chatos, where a Korban Chatos, I shechted, I have the night and the day. So I didn't eat it by the end of the day. It is now officially nicer. So that regular Korban Chatos. So now, if you would think of it, the idea is that it itself, that is Isser. That is Isser. It's the same Isser as a piece of chaser. The Torah decided that it is a piece of, that it is intrinsically Usser now. And part of the reason, again, just adding on so that you understand where the Rishonim are coming from, because it's Usser to everybody in the same manner, just so that you know that's part of the explanation. So, in any event, therefore, when I say that when I'm dealing with Noiser and Pigel, I cannot use Noiser and Pigel really directly as the thing that I'm, comparing my Neder to. Because Noiser and Pigel are intrinsically things that are Usser, and just, it's like a piece of Chazer. I can't make my Neder on a piece of Chazer, I can't make my Neder on a piece of Noiser and Pigel. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says Noiser and Pigel? So what it means to say is, this is the Kamash Malon. Kamash Malon, what it means to say is, I am making my Neder like the carbon that became Noiser Pigel. But I'm not actually referring to the piece of meat now in its Noiser Pigel stage. I'm referring to the carbon, because only a carbon can eventually have the Yisr of Noiser Pigel. So even though the piece of meat that I'm looking at is a piece of pigel, that's not really what I'm referring to. I'm referring to the carbon aspect of it. The carbon of it that created the Isser in the first place. And that's the Chiddush over here. So therefore, it's going to be Isser. But not because Noiser Pigel is something after Zrik or before Isser and so on and so forth. It's because I'm referring to the carbon itself, the main carbon itself. Now what's interesting about this, Gemara, is because we started off with a question, when it becomes Mutter, do I mean the main part of the carbon or do I mean Mutter? And that's still a question that was up in the air. Rava wanted to prove that I meant the main carbon in the first place. And in conclusion, the Gemara over here seems to say, this is not answering the question, because here we're talking about Noiser Pigel never changed the status of the carbon. You see, when I have something, when I donated my, whatever carbon you want to talk about, my chatos, when I donated my animal as a carbon chatos, it was hektish. Once it became Noiser Pigel, it never loses that status of hektish. It also happens to have the additional Isser of Noiser Pigel, and there's ways I have to deal with it, but at the end of the day, it's still the same hektish it always was, because it never went through the process to undo the hektish. So it is still hektish, and therefore I could use it as my source, as my base for making my own nether. So it has nothing to do with my question, because our question was only in the context when it became mutter. Do I mean to compare it to the mutter side or to the usser side? But over here, the isser stayed throughout the entire time. So we don't have a proof to our question. Okay, moving along. Now the Gemara Meisvei asks, instead of bringing a raya one way or another, we're going to ask it as a kasha, because we also see the same. Because this is really, it sounds like it's exactly our halacha. Ezo Isser Amar B'Torah. What is the Isser? Now, of course, we're not asking what is Isser. Of course, there are many things that we know are Isser. It's asking, what is the case of Isser of Nedarim? So Omar, the guy says, Hareini Shaloi Oicho Basar. Okay, so this is a very interesting case. He says, I want it to be that I don't eat meat, V'Shaloi Ashtayayin, I'm not going to drink wine, Kiyoim Shemes Boy Ovid. Like the day that his father died. Now, this Gemara needs a lot of explanation. We don't get the full explanation until we get to the end of the Gemara in another 5-6 lines. But basically what happened was, This guy made a neder, and again, we'll see that this is, we'll see the explanation in a moment. That the guy made a neder, his father died, and very often we know that there are people who fast on their father's yahrzeit, or their parents' yahrzeit, or whatever it is. So this person went ahead and he said, I'm not going to drink wine or meat on the day that my father died. Or, similarly, kiyam shemes by rabbi, on the day that his rebbe died, kiyam shenereg by gedali ben achikam, or, now this is a very interesting case, on Tzayim Gedalia. Gedalia ben Achikam, as we all know, was murdered in the Beis HaMikdash, and we fast on that the day after Rosh Hashanah, Tzayim Gedalia. So he says, I'm not eating meat or drinking wine on Tzayim Gedalia. Or, finally, the last example in this category is Giyam Shereisi Yerushalayim B'Chorbono, the day that I saw Yerushalayim in its destruction. So these are specific days where it's normal, it's not unusual for a person to make an eder to have a different level of mourning. So he says, I'm not going to eat wine or drink wine. And then eat meat, or drink wine. Okay, but what's the explanation to the Gemara over here? Because remember, we're using this as your classic example of how to make a neder. Omar Shmuel. So all of this is to explain that case. That he made the neder on that day. So I'm going to take Tosfos's pshat, put it into the Ran a little bit, but I'll say the pshat is like this. The case has to be that on the initial day, let's just use the yahrzeit, the day that his father died, because that's we'll talk about the other cases in a second, but the case that his father died, on that day, he immediately says, I'm not eating meat or drinking wine on that day. Okay, that day he made the neder. Okay, so that's step number one. Now the Gemara adds explanation. Again, because you have to kind of build step by step in order to get to the point of the Gemara here. So, hey, Chidami. Now, what was the case over here that so he made that neder on that day. So, hey, Chidami, but what is our case? What's that relevant to us? So, lav kagoin, and here I'll add some explanation from the Ran. Hey, Chidami, lav kagoin, it must be kagoin dekoy bechad b'shabas. B'shaba, demes b'yavua, that he's now on that same Sunday that his father died. Now, when I say the same Sunday, let's say for argument's sake, is that his father died on a Sunday, Rosh Chodesh Nissan. This is kind of the words of the Ran. He died on a Sunday, it was Rosh Chodesh Nissan, when his father died, okay, no problem. Now he is, and again, this is adding in the Rishonim's explanation, now it's 4 years later, and it's also a Sunday that his father died. Okay, and here's the chiddush. The afagav de ikatuva chad b'shaba de hetero. Even though there are many other Sundays which are mutter, ugetani aser, and still when I make that neder, that's a good neder that's going to be chal. Shma mina. Okay, again, I'm going to explain all this in a moment, but I just want to read the words. Shma mina beikar hu matvis. It must be that he's attaching to the main Isser. Even though there was Mutter and Usser, you possibly could have understood it attaching to the Isser versus attaching to the Heter. We understand that he means the main day. And the main day is obviously the day of his father's yahrzeit itself. So that becomes the main day that is Usser. So that, if this is true, this would prove the answer to our question. Again, I'm going to explain this more precisely in a moment. But this would prove, for our purposes, this proves that the same thing is true by the Karban Shlomim. Even though there's a Karban Shlomim, there's an aspect of it that's Usser. And now we're in a stage where it was mutter, because remember, it's after the Zriko, you could take the meat home. Even so, when I'm talking about a Karban Shlomim, what do you think comes to mind? It doesn't come to mind the mutter part of the Karban Shlomim. What I'm really talking about is the main part, the donation of the Karban being a Karban, that it's Usser. So it seems to be a good proof that when I have mutter and Isser and Heter, that I'm comparing it to the Isser, and therefore it should be a good Neder, it should be the same thing. Now, before we get to the next line of the Gemara, what exactly is the point? The way, you have to view it like this. Let's say, for argument's sake, the guy's father died in the year 2020. Okay, in the year 2020, and that's on that day, as Shmuel said, on that day he made a neder, he's not going to eat any meat. Then, 2021, 2022, 2023, the next couple of years, he doesn't say anything. He doesn't say anything, and he does whatever he wants. This is in the Hava Mina of the Gemara. Then all of a sudden in 2024 or 2025, he says, you know what? Today, I want today to be like that day of the, that day of the Yahrzeit. Now, first of all, the Ron points out that of course he doesn't say the words, I want today to be like that original day that I made the Neder. Because if he did that, then it would be very clear that he means specifically that day. And of course, if that day was Usr, then today is going to be Usr. That's not the case. The case is that he, along the line, somewhere along the way, he also made a neder that I want today to be like that day. And now, okay, you have to, so let's say again, if I use my example, he died in 2020. In 2023, he said, I want today to be Usr like 2020. Okay, that second day is also Usr. Now in 2025, 2 years later, he's finally saying, I want it to be like that day that I made the second, like the 2023 day compared to the 2020, you know, the original date. So here we have an example. Again, this is all in the Havamina of the Gemara, but here we have an example where there were days that were Usr. There was one, the year his father died, plus a year randomly in the middle. And now, a couple years later, there were days that were Usr and there were days that were Mutter. Some years he didn't eat meat, some years he did eat meat. You could go back and forth. So when I'm standing now in 2025, and I'm saying, I want it to be like that day, so what is my focus? Is my focus on like that day, which I imagine is the whole point of him saying this, is like that day that is Usr? Or can we say, well, there are many days that are Mutter. There are many Sundays. Some Rishonim literally look at every Sunday of the year. Some Rishonim look at the Sundays that were the same day as the Yahrzeit. But the point is, there are days that are Mutter, in our example, and there are days that are Usr. And the conclusion, according to Shmuel, is that his focus was clearly on the days that were Usr. Even though he had a choice. He had a choice of Mutter or Usr, and he clearly meant, if I'm saying it already, what else do you think I meant? I must have meant the days that are Usr. Very good. So if so, then that's a good proof to our point also, when we're dealing with the Karban Shlomim also, has Heter and Isser? Has the Karban Shlomim after the Zrika its Mutter? Has the Karban Shlomim in its heyday, in its glory, when it's Usr? So what did I mean? I obviously meant the main thing when it's Usr. So it's a perfect proof. It's a perfect proof to what we're trying to establish over here. Although the interesting thing is the Gemara doesn't bring it, so to speak, as a proof. The Gemara asks that as a mesve, as a question, based on the Gemara before, that the Gemara before is saying it only works if it was always Usr, and here we see that it's Mutter. In any event, for our purposes, without getting confusing, it seems to be a proof in the direction of our Gemara that it should be, that I'm focused on the Isser, even though I had options to pick that would have been Mutter. So it seems to be a good proof to our point that I'm focused on the main thing, which is the Isser. Shema Mina, I was just reading those last words again in the Gemara. Shema Mina, v'ikar hu matvis. So this is a proof that we're talking about the main thing of the Neder, which again, in the case of the father, the main thing is the fact that his father died. That's the main day, the day that his father died, versus the other days that might have been Mutter, but still that's what he's going to be focused on. The same thing, the main thing by the Karban Shlomim is the Karban Shlomim. So the Gemara finally answers, and then it's just, I'll add one more thing. So the Gemara says, no, the Shmuel Hachi Itmer. No, we're misunderstanding what Shmuel's case is. If Shmuel's case was the way you thought, then great. But the problem is that's not exactly what Shmuel meant. Rather, Omar Shmuel, Shmuel said the case is, V'hu shenadu uba me'oise hayoim ve'elech. No. The case is that he meant, when he accepted upon himself the Isser, he meant that day and going forward, every Sunday or every, let's say, Yahrzeit is going to be Usr. Meaning, we assumed that the case was that there were some Sundays that were Mutter and some Sundays that were Usr. So then, it was a very good point. But now the Gemara is changing the case entirely and saying, no. It was always, every day was Usr. The original day that he said, I want to take the Neder, wasn't just a once in a lifetime type of thing. It was saying, for now on, forever, every Yahrzeit is going to be Usr. So now, when he says, oh, I want today to be like that day, of course it's going to be Usr. There are no options. It's only Usr. There's only Isser days that are going to be options. So of course, it takes away the whole point that we're trying to make, which is, oh, was I focused on one part of it, or was I focused on the whole thing? Because now the case is that with every Yahrzeit day was Usr. Fine. Just to point out one other thing that the Ran points out on the Sugya, is that this is really not the end of the Sugya. It's the end of the Sugya for our purposes, for what we were trying to prove, but The Gemara in Shavuos does continue in the Gemara. Says, well, if so, what's the chiddush of what's Shmuel's chiddush? If every day was Aser, so there's nothing to say. Then, of course, every day is Aser, and if I try to compare it to that day, it's going to be Aser. So the Ran makes an interesting point. The chiddush was the Tzayim Gedalia case. The Tzayim Gedalia case, remember, because if you think about it, if you stop just for a moment and you think about it, Tzayim Gedalia is Aser, yet you're fasting anyway. So what do you mean this guy's getting up there and saying, oh, I'm not going to eat meat? Of course you're not going to eat meat. You're not eating anything. It's a fast day. So the chiddush, the Gemara in Shavuah says, is that no, I could make a neder, because really it's only Aser Midrabbanan. It's only Aser Midrabbanan. When I make a neder is an Isser D'Oraisa. That's my creation of an Isser D'Oraisa. So I could add on, it's not like an Isser Chalal Isser type of thing, which is a problem. I could add on extra levels of from Ana D'Rabbanan. I could add extra levels of Isser, and it is Chal. So that's what the Gemara in Shavuah says, the Chiddush Shavuah. So I can, Anatinus. So even though I'm not eating anything, I can specifically say that I'm not eating meat. I'm making a neder that I shouldn't eat meat on a fast day. Then it becomes, now the fact that I'm not eating meat on a fast day is now elevated to an Isser D'Oraisa. Is now I'm now not eating meat because of my neder, not because of the fact that it's a fast day. Okay, so it comes out that the chiddush is that I could do this. The Ran points out I could do this with many isuri derabbanan. For example, some of the examples that he brings are, let's say yayin nesach or stam yinum. That we nowadays, the fact that we don't drink wine from a goy, it's not a kosher issue, it's a stam yenim issue. So that's an only an Isser D'Rabbanan. So I can make a neder to say that I'm not going to drink wine of a guy. I can make that neder. It's a good neder. It's going to be chal because I can make it into a neder. I can make it into a new level of an Isser D'Oraisa. Okay, so that's one of the examples that the Ran gives, and he says that's the Chiddush. Okay, but that's the Chiddush. It's not really, the Ran's example is the Chiddush, but what I'm telling you now is a Gemara in Shavuos. It's not really the Ran's Chiddush. The Ran just says that we should just realize that this is not really the end of the sugya. It's the end of the sugya for our Gemara. It's what's relevant for us, but we should just know that this is just one piece of a larger sugya. Okay, but moving on, let's get back to our original question: is when it has mutter, heter, and isser, am I focused on the isser or the heter? So let's bring another case. Amar Ravina, two lines from the bottom. Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. Kichalos aroin uktru masoi mutter. If a guy tries to make a neder based on regular challah, you know, when your wife bakes challah and she separates some challah, some dough, because she baked enough to be chayev the mitzvah, you technically what you're supposed to do with that is supposed to give it to the kohen. So, and or truma, regular truma, every time, you know, you grow a crop in Eretz Yisrael, you have to give truma to the kohanim. Okay, that's an Isser D'Oraisa. So again, the halacha is, if I try to make a neder based on that, it's going to be mutter. My neder is mutter. Why? Based on what we discussed earlier today, which was that is intrinsically Aser. Challah is, even though, again, see, this is where it gets confusing. Even though I gave that, I created that challah, I separated that challah, and I gave it to the Kohen, but that is a chi of the Araisa that the Torah created, regardless of whether I give it to the Kohen, it's still just as Aser. It's just, I go through the act, but it's still the Torah that created that Aser. So therefore, that's considered Dover HaAser, and that's Dover HaNodr. Not something I created. Now, let's focus on our point of our Gemara. The Gemara says, "Hakatrumas lach metoy de aser." So, by the fact that the Gemara, or Ravina rather, this brisa focused specifically on challah and truma, it sounds like there are other types of donations I give to kohanim that would be the good basis for a neder. And the example is trumas lach metoy de. Now, what is lach metoy de? Is going to be aser. Let's just read now the top line of Yud Beis Amud Aleph before we explain. But the truma is after the zrika, and even so, I'm focused on what's aser. Okay, so let's go through what is the example. A person says, this is again a carbon toida. Let's just become familiar with a carbon toida. Carbon toida is I bring an animal. I bring a carbon of an animal that I shecht and bring on the mizbeach. Along with that, I also bring 40 loaves of bread. Matzah, challah, and rakikin, whatever, ruvucha, those are the 40 loaves of bread. Now, part of the process is that I take, now the halacha is, and the Ran points out, the halacha is you're supposed to shecht the animal first, then you make the breads, and you take one, you have four different categories of bread. You have matzah, challah, ruvucha, and rakikin. You take one of each of those challahs, and you give that to the kohen, and then you get to keep the rest. And it's like a Korban Shalom. It's exactly like a Korban Shalom. You could take it home, you share it with your friends, you do whatever you want in Yerushalayim. In any event, there's a before and there's an after. There's a beforehand when it's hektish, the dough as the concoction or whatever it is going to be also like a carbon. Eventually you do the zrika of the dam of the animal, and then you give the koyen the bread, and the rest of it becomes mutter. So once again, this is very similar example of what's mutter. There's a mutter time and there's an usher time. There's before the animal is shechted and there's after the animal is shechted, where it's mutter and usher. And here we seem to say very clearly that usher, that it is a neder that's going to be chal. Now why would it be chal? There's a heter here. Must be that we're focused on the iser. Okay? Exactly the same thing as we discussed before. So, a good proof. The Gemara says no. That's incorrect, because we doesn't really say, if you look at the Brisa doesn't say Ketrumas Lachmei Toida is Aser. That is our deduction. By the fact that it talked about Challah, we're saying, oh, or regular Truma, so it must be this Trumas Lachmei Toida is the case that is Aser. But it doesn't say that in our Mishnah, in that Brisa. It only talks about what is Aser. It doesn't talk about the flip side. Or rather, it only talks about what's Mutter. So therefore, the Gemara says, no, you're making the wrong Diyak. The Diyak, it should be Emo Ketrumas Halishcha Aser. The type of truma, I'll tell you, there is a type of truma that's also not our case, where you're donating it to the kohen, but rather the truma salishka. Truma salishka means what you think it means. It means your classic donations to the Beis HaMikdash, where I donate a dollar or a spoon or something else that the Beis HaMikdash takes that money and they use it to enhance the Beis HaMikdash, to build, to repair, whatever it is that they're doing in the Beis HaMikdash. Now that never has a heter. That is usher forever. When I donate something to the Beis HaMikdash, that donation, let's say I donate something that literally gets used in the Beis HaMikdash, it never becomes mutter. So that's why, of course, it's going to be usher. And again, it doesn't apply to our question. Our question is when there's heter and isser. Which one did you pick? The Trumas HaLishka is always usher, so it has nothing to do with our question. Oh, okay, fine. So then, fine. The Gemara says, Aval Trumas Lachmei Toida Mai. So you're saying, if the Diyak from the Mishnah was that regular Truma is Aser, Trumas HaLishka is, regular Truma is Mutter, meaning that it's intrinsically Aser, so it's not good for a Neder. Trumas HaLishka would be good to make a Neder on because it's my donation. I created that Iser, I created that Hektish by donating. Okay, fine. So what would be actually, what would be the case with our halacha? Aval Trumas Lachmei Toida Mai. So then what would be the case where I, again, have the carbon toida and I give those, and I have the remainder? What would be the halacha if I use those for my nether? Mutter. So then you're saying it would be mutter like a regular truma. So then, if so, listen, Lachmei Toida, the culture gain truma soy. So why don't I say that example? If that's true, that the Lachmei Toida are also an example of truma, why don't I say Lachmei Toida, which is a bigger chiddush because it has Isser Veheter, and then Kol Shekein, regular Truma, which is intrinsically Aser, and for sure I would know the Halacha that that's not a good Neder. Why doesn't the Braisa refer to Lachmei Truma? So the Gemara answers, I'll tell you why. Hakamash Malon, Trumas Lachmei Toida Trumasoi Hi. So the answer is, Erechanami, that is what the Chiddush of the Braisa is. The Chiddush of the Braisa is that donation that you're giving is literally the same thing as other Truma. Even though you might think of it as a donation, as something different because it was Hektish and then I gave it to the Kohen and then the Kohen gets to keep it. So you might think that it's not really regular Truma because it comes from Hektish. And it's not the same as regular truma, but that is the chiddush of the braisa, that this is included in truma. It's no different than taking my apple and giving it to the kohen. It's coming from the Beis HaMikdash and getting to the kohen. It's also the same. It's that is the chiddush. So it's a side chiddush that again has nothing to do with our sugya, but it is of course true. That's one teretz of the Gemara. Again, so it comes out that what we're saying is like this. Even though the Lachmei Truma, this is important for the next line of the Gemara. Even though Lachmei Truma were there, it's after the Zrika. Meaning you're going to do the sprinkling for the animal part of it, and it's afterwards. It's still going to be mutter because by the time it gets to the kohen, it's intrinsically usher. It was hektish the whole time. It never lost its status of hektish. Okay, now v'ibayisema is a little bit interesting. Again, the answer is ema trumas lachmei toda nami kodesh rikos damim hu. We assumed in our question that it was relevant to our question. Because when I give the bread, donate the bread to the kohen, it's already after the zrika. Because that is the way the halacha really is set up. The way the halacha is set up is that you have to do the zrikas damim before you could bake the bread. That's the order. So if I'm baking the bread, then I'm going to take one of those breads and give it to the kohen. It always inevitably has to be by process. It has to be after the zrika, and therefore we thought it was part of the question. But that's our mistake. Our mistake is you think that the only time I can give it to the kohen is at the end of the process, and that is not true. Really, we're talking about Trumas Lachmetan, Koydim Zrikas Damim, that you're actually going to donate those loaves of bread to the Kohen even before the Zrika. Now you'll ask me, how's that possible? I thought you can only bake the bread after the Zrika. So how's that possible? So the answer is, Kegoin, the Afreshinu Belisha. The Chiddush is that I don't have to wait for actually to be bread. I could separate the challah, just like any challah, I could separate it while it's dough. I mean, think about what we do in our kitchen when we're baking lots of challahs. When do you separate the challah? You don't usually, I mean, you could wait for the challahs to be baked and then take off a challah and make that challah. You could. People do that. But generally, that's not the way we do it. What we do is we separate off a piece of dough. While it's still in the dough stage, we separate it off and put it on the side, and whatever you do with it, it's a different discussion. But the point is that the truth of the matter is you could do the same thing by the Lachmei Toida also. You could separate what you're going to give to the Kohen before you even... Now, again, I agree. I can't bake it until I do the Zrika. But I'm not waiting for the baking. I'm separating it while it's still dough. And the Gemara explains now in a very beautiful Gemara. The Gemara says, V'chihada Omar Avtuvi Bar Kisna Omar Shmuel. He says in the name of Shmuel as follows. Lachmei Toida She'ofon So first of all, the chiddush is like this. As I just said, really there's supposed to be 40 loaves of bread. It's the amount of dough that you have in the lachmei toida is the equivalent of 40 loaves of bread. And you're supposed to donate one of each type. Remember, just repeating, it's chalas, matzah, challah, revucha, and rikikin. Those are the four types. You're supposed to donate to the kohen one loaf of each. So now, what if I decide, instead of breaking each section of dough into 10 loaves, 10 bilkalach, 10 rolls, I decided that I'm going to make one long big sub. Okay? And therefore I'm going to have four. I'm going to instead of having 40, I'll have four. One of each. How do I know that works? So Shmuel says it works. Oh, the Gemara says, Vaksiv arba'im, but the Pasuk says that you're supposed to have 40. The Gemara answers, L'mitzvah. That's just the lichatchila way you're supposed to do it. The lichatchila is, you should really be breaking it up into separate 10 loaves each. But the Gemara says, V'habay l'mishkal truma. So then the Gemara, this is all part of that brisa. The Gemara says, but what do you mean? If I bake it as four loaves of bread, when do I donate to the kohen? So you'll say, I'll tell you what, I'll do one thing. I'll put aside one large loaf of bread for the kohen, and I'll donate that to the kohen, and then I'll keep all the rest. So the Gemara is, right? But I'll still end up with only four loaves of bread, and I'll give one to the kohen. The Gemara says, Vatana, we learned in the Mishnah, Echad mikol karbon. It has to be one of each type. As we said, there are four different types. I can't just give one. It's not an amount of dough. It's not an amount of flour that I'm giving to the kohen. It has to be that the kohen has to receive one of each type. Shaloyito mikarbon al chadera. I can't give from one type on the other type. It has to be one of each. So I can't just give to the kohen one big loaf. So the Gemara says, okay, I'll give you a different suggestion. I'll go ahead and I'll bake four types. And then I'll crack off a piece. What's the difference? And the kohen will ultimately get the same. Why does he have to get a separate loaf? Just, you go to a bris and they have a large challah and you cut off, and then they come around and they give you a piece of the challah. What's the difference? I'll cut off a piece of the challah and I'll give it to the kohen. Says, no, you can't do that either. V'atanan, echod, I have to give the kohen a piece. Shaloyit el prusa, we can never give him a piece. It has to be a whole thing. It has to be itself a whole piece. So how would you do that? So if the case is that I'm only baking four loaves and I have to give the kohen a whole piece, how do I do it? Ella, so this is the point that we're making all along. Ella d'afreshinu belisha, that I take it off while it's still in the dough stage before I baked it. D'shakol chodem echometz, I take one piece from the chometz challah, v'chodem in chalos, and one piece from the challah piece, v'chodem in rikikin, v'chodem in revucha. So the point is, this is how I do it. Lichatchil, if again the lichatchil the way is I should be making 40 loaves, and once I make 40 loaves, I give the kohen one of each type. from the 40. That's the best and easiest way to do it. But the point is that I don't have to do it that way. If I decide that I want to bake 4 loaves instead of 40, I could do that as long as I separated off the Kohen's portion beforehand, and then I'll still give him one of his each. But in any event, back to our Gemara's question. Our Gemara's question is, why isn't Lachmei Toida a good example of Isser and Heter? The answer is because over here it was always Isser, because I separated the Truma before I did the Zrika. So if I separated it before I did the Zrika, it was always Usser. Because remember, it's before I did the Zrika, and the Zrika is what makes it mutter. And I never did the Zrika because I separated while it was dough. And the dough, remember, was before the Zrika. I only bake it after the Zrika. So if I'm separating while it's dough, that means it's before the Zrika. So therefore, that it's always Isser. So that has nothing to do with our question. Our question was, do I mean the Isser or do I mean the Heter? Over here it was always Isser, so that's not our question. So let's start the next line of the Gemara. We'll read just to the top of your Gemara Amud Aleph, although it's not the end of the sugya, but we'll start. So finally, so we don't have a proof so far. Every time we try to bring a proof one way or the other, the Gemara says, no, that's not exactly our case. Our case is talking about that it was totally usher, so it's not, we don't really have the answer to our question. So finally, the Gemara says, Lemekatanoi. So let's say, really, at the end of the day, is that it's a machlekes tanoi, which is going to be the point. It doesn't answer our question. It's a machlekes tanoim, but again, we're not going to get to the maskana of the Gemara today, but we'll at least start. So it says like this, Hare alai kibachor. It says, I want my object, again, it's always, Hare alai means I want my object to be like the din of a bechor. Now, what is a bechor? A bechor, as we know, is when you have a firstborn animal. You take that animal, not any animal, but a kosher animal, and take specifically the types that you could bring from a carbon, and you have to donate that animal to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohen brings it as a carbon bechor, and the Kohen gets to keep the meat from that carbon. But it is a carbon, at the end of the day, it's like a carbon shalom, at least from the Kohen's perspective. It's an animal that I donated, it's hektish, and so on and so forth. And that's the case that I want to use for my neder, that's the source. So Rabbi Yaakov says, oh, it's a good source. I could use that as my neder. Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not a good source. It will be, even if I use a bechor as my example to make my neder, as the thing that I'm, as my source for, to be matvis, it's not a good neder. So what's the explanation? So again, I said, we're not going to finish this, but let's start it. Hechi dami. What's the case? Enam alifnei zrikos domim. If the case is I want it to be like a bechor, which I said is similar to a carbon shlomim, it's before I did the zrika, and I want to compare it to the before zrika stage, so my time in the mandashari. So then why would there be a mandi arma that says that it's not a good use of a neder? It's a perfect example of a neder. It's mamish hektish. It's a carbon. And if we're talking about after the Zrika where the Kohen can take it home, my time of the Manda Osir. So what would be the explanation to the Mandi Arma that says that it's Osir, it's totally Mutter right now? Elalav. So why would you, how would you explain why there's a Machloikis over here? So the Gemara answers, our case. Our case is the answer. We're going to read again just the top line of Daf Yud Gimel. It says, the Machis Basar Bechor, that I brought the piece of Bechor now, talking about after the Zrika, Umachis Basar Dehech, and then I bring my piece of random meat gabe right next to it, V'omar Zeh Kezeh V'tanoihi, and therefore it's a Machlekes Tanoim. So again, we're going to stop over here, but again, this is not the conclusion of the Gemara, but right now, it seems to be, that's exactly our question. When I'm dealing with a piece of meat, which is after Zrika, which is already Mutter, and I'm bringing my piece of meat next to it, and I'm saying, I want my item to be like this, where it's already currently Mutter, but it came from Isser, and that's the Machlikas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says it's Osir. Oh, so we see I focus on the Isser, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's Mutter. So he says, no, I focus on what's right now. So that's exactly our question. It seems to be a Machlikas Tanoim, exactly on our question. Again, we'll finish the Gemara Mir Tashem next time. We'll stop over here for now.